We are live in Vegas as we continue Radio Row, Triple G, Canelo 2, and the man himself, Chuck Liddell, sitting down talking to us. He's got a pay-per-view coming up with Tito Ortiz later on in November. Sir, how are you? You look phenomenal. Love the suit. Welcome back to Vegas.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Tell me about this fight and why this fight. Why fight now against Tito Ortiz for number 3?
You know, I've been wanting to get back into it for a long time. I missed it ever since I left. I love fighting. I mean, I do what I love for a living. This is I'm excited to get back out there. And, you know, he started something in a media, doing something, talking about me again.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know why he wanted to do that. But so, you know, I decided to get in shape and see if I felt like I could come back in there. And I feel great. My body responded great. I'm ready to go. I mean, and so coming back against Tito, for me, it's like a great warm-up fight to come back and start fighting again.
Is this not a one-time thing for you?
No, I plan on fighting 2 or 3 more times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Do you have any interest, Bellator, UFC? Do you know where you'd wind up fighting afterwards?
It all depends on what happens here. We'll see where we want to go with how the fight turns out. I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind fighting for Golden Boy again if everything works out the way it should.
Right. So this is interesting. So for you at 48 years old, were you surprised that your body bounced back so fast, or was it like, okay, we're right back into it and this is what we've always done?
You know, I had been training with guys. I trained helping guys get ready for fights, and you know, it was always fine. I just didn't know if I'd go through a camp and if I could get that kind of shape again.
Yeah.
And when I started going, I was a little surprised at how well I responded, and I went, you know, hey, this is working. Let's do it.
There seems to be quite a bit of interest in you and Tito coming back from the fans who have been there from the beginning of the UFC. Is it fun that there are people who now are going to go, oh my gosh, we get to see Chuck in a fighting setting again?
Yes, I mean that's very exciting, and that's a lot of the people I'm doing it for, my fans, and that's one of the reasons why Tito was such a perfect fit.
Sure.
Is because my fans of the most common asked question since I've retired was, could you come back and fight one more time and knock that guy out just one more time for us, please? So that made it the perfect storm to get it going. And
as a coach in training fighters, and then how much have you learned from being a coach and now getting back to fight yourself? How different will your game be?
I've learned a lot being a coach. I mean, I think I had to go back and figure out how I did what I was doing. Mm. Because I was teaching guys things and they weren't working for them. And so I had to figure out the fine points and why does it work for me and not for you?
Mm.
And they're really good guys, so I'm figuring it's got to be my problem. You know, they're good, they're listening, they're trying. And then I figure, I bump you there and that's why that works. So it made me get more detailed with my techniques.
Are you surprised that the UFC is as big as it was when you first got in, or did you always know that the sport was going to get to this level?
I always knew it would get to this level. I know how great the sport is. I was surprised how fast it got there.
Yeah.
You know, no one could have predicted what the Ultimate Fighter would have done for the sport.
I mean,
it was absolutely incredible what the difference between before the Ultimate Fighter and after the Ultimate Fighter.
Now ESPN.
And now
your fights would never have been shown. Your highlights would never have been shown.
We were in Boston begging the paper to put us in the leisure section, not the sports section. We're just, please, just can you cover us in the leisure section?
Right.
And now the leisure section will call me to ask me where I vacation.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
So that's how.
Well, now you're an entourage and you're doing scenes with Turtle and, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can't even go through the list of
stuff you've done
that I would have. So far out of the realm of possibility. I always talk about a story. I was, you know, that kind of explains it for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I went, Green Bay is my team.
Sure.
Football team. I'm a favorite football team. I worked the Super Bowl in 97, so, or 97, 98.
Yep, Patriots.
So my team. So I worked it when they played the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I went and I worked that so I could watch the Super Bowl. I was
actually
event staff.
Very nice.
They lost the game.
Oh.
Watch it. And, you know, fast forward to Dallas in 2010 or 11.
Yeah.
I'm there in the field box. They win the game.
You're on the field.
They come over. Hey, do you want to come on the field? I'm like,
Who? Me?
Me? Yeah, of course. Of course I want to come on the field. So I come on the field. And then players are asking me for a picture after they won the Super Bowl. So that, for me, was a moment where I went, wow, look where this sport's come. Look where I've come.
Unbelievable.
In 12 years.
In 30 seconds, tell me why fight fans should buy this fight.
They're going to see the old school Chuck Liddell knockout Tito Ortiz. If you want to see an exciting knockout, it's coming.
Very cool. Sir, thank you so much. Best of luck. Looking forward to it. It should be a phenomenal fight. Can't wait. Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz, number 3, happening on pay-per-view on November the 24th at the Forum in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
In L.A. So that's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal setting. Boy, I think fight fans are going to be in for a real, real big, big treat. We have a lot more to come live from Radio Row. Canelo, Triple G. Do you have a call on the fight Saturday night, by the way?
I got Triple G.
Triple G. Chuck Liddell says it. Triple G. I'm with him on that, by the way. We're back. Much more to come. We're live in Vegas. SB Nation Radio.